Hello, princeling. Welcome to my realm. Do you not recognize me? I assume you don't. I went to great length to conceal myself when I met with your father. He is a stoic and undeterred soul, like a stone at the bottom of a river. The thing is that all stones will one day be weathered through time. I trust that you were not told of the deal? Right. Lucine, let go of the princeling's head. Let him answer. So, you didn't know? Good. The specific deal was a wager. I would send in my best people to take you from your room. If they were caught, we would leave, and no one that resides within the walls of your kingdom would be taken again. If we grabbed you undetected, the outcome would be the same as if we were caught, but I would have a little prize for myself. That would be you, my dear. You don't have to try talking through your gag. I am well acquainted with human emotions and can tell from your expression what you are thinking. It's the only logical outcome in your mind. You think I'm lying. After all, I'm more than just your normal demon. I'm the mind behind the monster forces of these lands, and a descendant of the demon queen herself, Alilim. The fact of the matter is, I have no reason to lie. Any other leader in my position would crush your kingdom under their feet. But I'm more interested in what resides inside the walls than the land itself. Monsters rely on humans to reproduce, and in return, monsters love and care for the humans they choose as their mates. I suppose your father left that part out, huh? Those of you who wish to aid in the planning of our next battle, report to the tactician. Those of you who have been sent documentation stating their claim to one of the prisoners can report to the human holding area. And I trust that those of you who have taken a human during the recent battles knows how to properly care for them. Everyone else is dismissed for the day. That includes my guards. I can handle one singular human. Besides, he says he'll be on his best behavior. Finally. I thought I would never get some time alone with you. I trust that your condition is the best it can be, all things considered. I am truly sorry about all of this. I will remove your gag, princeling. Now then, what is your name? I like that name. In truth, I must thank your father. While I dislike how he was willing to use his own son as a bargaining chip, I must thank him for giving me this opportunity. Lilim are the daughters of the Demon Queen, and while my mother and father are quite busy, there are still a lot less of us compared to the other monsters. We are held to a much higher standard, and as such, are not prone to taking humans for ourselves. In most cases, the human would have to come to us, whether by choice or in chains. We cannot go to them. Why you? Princeling, your kingdom was going to fall one way or another. Our forces surrounded your walls and were only waiting for my order to attack. Even if your father was the type to resort to unhonorable tricks and tried to have me executed the second I entered his castle, my forces would have already penetrated your outer walls, and in the confusion, I imagine the rest of your forces would crumble like a house of cards. Well, I spared your kingdom because it had something I wanted. You. You see, princeling, I have spies everywhere. But there was one particular spy I would meet up with far more than any others, the one in charge of watching you. Your maid, the Kikimora? Her husband, the king's highest-ranking guard, works for me. At first, I thought little of you. A human prince who didn't even fight with the rest of his father's forces? But as time passed, I learned more about you and became intrigued. You didn't want to be king one day. You thought it was too much responsibility. That was right before we made our presence known. As we got closer and closer to your capital, your king became wary of spies among the monsters who coexisted with your people. The moment I fell in love with you was when you alone convinced him against treating the monsters in your kingdom as enemies. You don't want to be king because you're afraid of all the lives that will be in your hands. Isn't that right? I thought as much. Well, the next choice I allow you to make will be the difference between being tied up for the foreseeable future and sitting beside me on my throne. I will untie you. If you would like to be mine, follow me into my chamber. Good boy. Welcome to my room. Don't worry about the door. Don't just stand there. Come closer. I see how nervous you are. Everything you have ever known is changing, and one of the leaders of a group that has caused you so much trouble is directing you to her bed. Don't be afraid. Come. Look at me, princeling. You're okay. Go on. Lie back on the bed. Good boy. I'm going to take care of you. Let's remove these clothes. You do not need them. You have come to my chamber of your own free will and have proven that you wish to be mine as a result. If you merely wish to rest, I will lie with you and embrace you until morning. I do not have to force myself upon you this night for you to be mine. You want this? Good princeling. As a reward, I will show you my bare body. How do I look? Thank you. Among demons like me and my mother, the standards for beauty are more subtle, as anyone who looks upon us sees our body as perfection. My sister's forms are better than mine in that regard. This is why I resign myself to my position in this war. I do not like using my body as a weapon like many monsters do. My tail can morph into that of a manticore's, but I would still feel a sense of shame if that were to be how I claimed my mate. I want the man I choose to look upon my body with love and adoration for who and what I am. Princeling, would you do that for me? Thank you. You are kind, just as I knew you would be. I love you, princeling. I will now kiss my way down your body. Down your neck. Perhaps I will stop and tease your nipples. Around your stomach. And right down along your shaft. And take you into my mouth. Oh, I can already taste your pre-cum. Are you excited for me, princeling? Good boy. You're so hard and delicious. Do you like it when I go deeper? You're making such an adorable face, princeling. Oh, keep making those cute noises. Good boy. You're being such a good boy for me. Oh, I've always imagined this moment. The moment when I showed you just how much pleasure I could give you. I'm going to take you deeper, darling. Good boy. I'll keep sucking this beautiful cock until you come. Oh, I can feel you trembling. That's it. Good boy. Oh, you are my good, good boy. Oh, my good little princeling. Oh, just let it all out. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, that must have felt good. You're trembling. Oh, I love the way you moan as I kiss you. But I can tell you're still turned on. Do you want to fuck me? Good boy. Just stay still and let me do all the work. Good boy. Good boy. I want you to feel as I take your cock inside of me. Ah, you feel so good, baby. How do I feel, princeling? Oh, you seem to be loving it. Oh, I know I'm loving it. Just look at your eyes, filled with so much love as they look up at me. Such a good little human. Oh, come here. Let me wrap my wings around you. Oh, good boy. Such a good boy. Oh, we are so close together now. Oh, I feel you. And you feel me. Oh, good boy. I'm going to start moving faster now, sweetie. Oh, that's it. Moan into my chest. I still can't believe that this moment is real. Oh, I saw you last night before I met with your father. It took everything I had not to scoop you up in my arms and fly away. Even though my head was covered, you were still so nervous. You had to look at the ground. Oh, after you were brought to my realm, I made sure you were okay. After you were placed in the throne room, I watched through the door to make sure that the monsters in the room weren't doing anything. Oh, how I wanted to just have you wake up in my embrace. I can't explain why I'm so attached to you, but I love this feeling. Oh, I love you. Oh, you're being such a good boy for me. Oh, I can feel you throbbing inside of me. Are you going to come? Oh, good boy. Yes, I'm going to come too. Oh, that's it. Oh, God, that's it. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, good princeling. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, my God. Come for me. Oh, let everything out inside of me. Oh, God, yes, come in me. Oh,
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was amazing. I wish to hold you like this as we rest. I want to keep you in my wings. May I? Thank you, Princeling. Good boy. Would you mind if I also stroked your hair? Thank you. I just want to love and caress every part of you. The more you're exposed to the demonic energy, the better I can make you feel. You'll have longer and more intense orgasms and be able to last longer. But in truth, I don't care about any of that. Since I'm a Lilim, I'm practically immortal. It's somewhat scary to know that the only way you'll leave this world is through sickness or a sword. But eternity will be less frightening with you by my side. The only part of you being exposed that I care about is that you'll stop aging. I don't have to worry about you withering away and dying. I want to wake up every morning until the sun stops rising with you in my arms. I can't describe my love for you. I just know that no matter what, seeing you in my arms will make everything better. I don't care if I'm not seen in the same light as I was before now. I'm tired of being a cold, stoic leader. I just want to love you. I love you. Thank you, Princeling, for allowing me to show you my love.